ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
We're a general store with a big emphasis on zero waste and zero packaging. So the idea being that you come in and you buy exactly what you want, what you need, as opposed to what's being pre-packed for you. If you want two carrots and a potato, that's what you buy, rather than a kilo of potatoes, 2 kilos of carrots that you wouldn't necessarily use.
Good evening, I'm Luke Delaney. That's the voice of Padder Wright, co-owner of Small Changes. Consumers' eyes can often be too big for their bellies. And how often do you go shopping and then realise that perhaps you bought too much and in the end throw the items into the bin? It's an issue that happens every minute of every day across the globe, and food waste has a lasting impact on our environment. One Dublin-based business that is doing their best to try and impact how people shop is Small Changes. The Inchicore-based grocery store have a full range of fresh ingredients and emphasise the importance of shopping for what you need. Their owner, Padder, told us about their journey and what the store is really about.
Over the years, the product range has expanded and we've built it up, and that comes through listening to our customers, getting their feedback, what they're looking for in the shop. So the idea is that you can come in and buy a small amount of essentially everything that you use at home, be it fresh produce, household cleaners, shampoos, dried foods, cakes, wine. I suppose the thought process behind that is it's inherent in the name. You make one small change, you see how successful that is, and it could possibly inspire you to make another change.
From someone who's working so closely to a sustainable company and doing their bit for the wider good, do you think that there has been a slight shift in the mindset of consumers and the regular public over the past couple of years?
Certainly, yeah. But you have to bear in mind that a huge sector of society is under so much pressure with the cost of living, the cost of accommodation. And unfortunately, there is still the perceived thought that, oh, I'd love to be more sustainable, but I just can't afford it. You would be surprised how much you actually save, because you're cutting out food waste. So you're purchasing what you're actually going to use. With regards the household refills, shampoos, washing up liquids, laundry, etc. When you bring in a bottle, any bottle, the empty bottle that you have at home, and you do it as a refill, the prices are as comparable with the big brands, and in a lot of instances cheaper.
Have you seen a lot of people come in here and be impressed by the recycled lamps and the upcycled materials that you do have on show here?
Yes, yeah, I think it's a very useful way of getting the concept of what we're trying to achieve through. Very easy way. They see the old material being reused again, and then it makes them look at what we're doing in the rest of the shop. Like all of our shop fittings are upcycled. It's because we're very tight as well. We don't like spending money, but we see the value in material. We know what's gone into making it, and we know that there's a further life, so why not use it?
And we know going into the new year now that recycling levels are going to be at an all-time high, and even for on a business side, there's going to be a lot of stuff that perhaps could be upcycled that won't even maybe be recycled. Yeah. Is that something that you put an emphasis on as well?
Oh, yeah. I think we've got it wrong. The government is really pushing recycling, but recycling should be the last step in a sustainable loop. Rather than recycling, you should, in first case, look to see how it can be reused again. And then once that use has been exhausted, then look at it going into the recycling system. Because once something is recycled, it loses plastic. It degrades as it's recycled. So you might get two or three recycled loops out of a plastic bottle. Whereas if you bring a plastic bottle in here and fill it up with laundry liquid, infinitely. Like, these are very robust bottles. We have a customer who's been refilling the same washing up liquid bottle since 2008. And if you take it that she's filling the same bottle twice a month, that one action by that one individual has removed an enormous amount of plastic.
Patrick, thank you so much for having me out here today. It's been fantastic to see everything firsthand, and I wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you very much.
With Irish households discarding an average of 44 kg of waste every year, shopping sustainably at stores like Small Changes will ensure that changes are actually made to the wider good.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.